pork tenderloin.
Many brave men have fallen, they have brothers to join in the hunt for the dangerous pork tenderloin. Got married on a Thursday, and Thursday in June. Went to church in the morning, was finished by noon. She bore me three children, Cain, Isaac, and Chris. They were good on the tractor and good in the field. Men and brave men have fallen, their brothers to join in the hunt for the dangerous pork tenderloin. Well, the years they marched onward like a beautiful dream, till the pork tenderloin turned our dream to a scream. He was hiding in the tall grass by the cellular store. In a bloodstorm of organs, my family was gone. Men and brave men have fallen, their brothers to join in the hunt for the dangerous pork tenderloin. I was stunned and heartbroken, I drank for a year, till I woke up one morning, my vision was clear. I'd ride on forever, I never would rest, till the last tenderloin had been laid out and dressed. Men, brave men have fallen, their brothers to join in the hunt for the dangerous pork tenderloin. There's a choir of angels, they're just getting going, and they sing for the ones who have fallen in the hunt for the dangerous two-timing, backstabbing, carjacking, Jew-jumping, vicious, disingenuous pork tenderloin.
Democracy.
great nation. I will say this, when we've been traveling in the United States a whole bunch, and it's really, you know, I think we all downgrade nationalism. I mean, none of us feel comfortable with the "we're number one," you know, face painting kind of form of nationalism that some countries engage in. whenever we cross the border from Canada to somewhere else, we get kind of patriotic about our country and specifically our province, you know, because we live in a pretty cool place here. And yet. It's kind of strange because the more time goes on under the current government in Ontario, the more it feels like, you know, the differences between us and Ontario and any given American state are less and less prevalent. The things that we hold so dear, it's not a very sophisticated political point or a partisan one particularly. I mean, it's just the reality. The things that we think are make us so different are eroding, you know. And there was a battle against the megacity a couple of years ago, and we lost that battle. In fact, now there's six more megacities coming on the horizon. But it was cool because it crystallized a bunch of people who aren't the traditional radicals who meet Thursday nights downstairs at the Trinity St. Paul Center, but people from all walks of life, kind of like the Seattle protests last week, who are just like this. This visceral angst of, hey, slow down, there's things that we find valuable about our community. And so Mike wrote this song at the time, and we performed it a few times as a part of that struggle, and it lives on